The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code DKHOOPS. That's code DKHOOPS for new customers to get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Welcome in to NBA Pulse, a production of iHeartRadio and the NBA. I'm Sarah Kustak, NBA analyst for the YES Network, and today is Friday, December 1st, and from our terrific core group of NBA journalists, we're joined now by NBA.com senior writer Michael C. Wright. Michael, we are kicking this December off with your new MVP ladder for the week. Nikola Jokic still remaining in that number one spot. Joel Embiid jumping up from number three to the number two spot. We got a tie. We got a tie at three between Luka Doncic and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. And then Giannis Antetokounmpo makes a big jump back up to the top five from number nine. But I want to first dig in to the top two, because I feel like we have been talking about this for years. Nikola Jokic, Joel Embiid, those two have been extraordinary this year. We are accustomed to seeing Jokic get triple-double after triple-double, already seven on the season. But that is something that we saw out of Joel Embiid for the first time the other night, earlier this week against the Clippers. Was one assist shy Saturday at Oklahoma. But I first want to start with Joel, because the thing we always see out of Jokic, and obviously he does everything, but the brilliance of his passing. Joel has taken his facilitation up a notch this season. How we've seen them run through the offense through him, how he's finding teammates, a career high in assists so far this season at 6.6.
Good cuts. Joel finds it.
When you look at what Joel has done this season, and obviously the moving parts of what the personnel and the lineup look like for Philadelphia now, it's more solidified. What stood out to you about the play of Embiid, in particularly the last few games?
I think, Sarah, it is sort of a matter of Joel trusting his teammates more. And, I mean, that's pretty easy to do when you got a guy like Tyrese Maxey just dropping 30 like it's nothing.
Tyrese Maxey.
Watch this again. Little two-man game. Joel just leaves it for him. Sets the screen.
So I think that's a big part of it. But, you know, Nick Nurse explained it the other night that, hey, you know, teams are going to load up to try to stop Joel Embiid. And, you know, either he can take it himself or he can find teammates out there on the perimeter. And, you know, that's what's happening. Like, you know, teams collapse on him. He finds somebody on the perimeter, and he's got shooters all over the place.
Maxey from outside. Oh, my goodness!
It's been really interesting to see just, I mean, you know, just go back over the last two or three years. Joel Embiid is a guy that's sort of dealt with a bunch of just different moving parts all around him. You know, it's just constantly something in motion. You know, you deal with the drama with Ben Simmons, you deal with the James Harden stuff, that uncertainty. And, you know, he's been the one constant. But it seems like now with the new coach, Nick Nurse, it just seems like there is like that perfect mix, like this perfect storm going on. And I don't even think, you know, what, how many games are we into the season? 18 games in for the 76ers? I still don't, we haven't seen the best of him yet.
Yeah, and I think a big part of that, to your point, is, you know, some uncertainty at the start of the season. And obviously with Nick Nurse, we have talked about this before. You go into training camp, and whether you want to frame the James Harden situation, you know, by all accounts, they said, not a distraction, we show up, we play. You're still, how you're working on your coverages, your schemes, what you're doing philosophically on both ends of the floor, that's an adjustment, and that changes. And so I think you're, to your point, starting to see them catch more of a rhythm, currently sitting fourth in the Eastern Conference with a 12-6 record, a big game tonight against Boston, 7:30 p.m. Eastern on ESPN. We'll see, though. Currently, Joel is questionable with an illness, but we'll see if those two match up, because obviously always a fun one to watch the Celtics and 76ers battle. On the flip side of things, Nikola Jokic, extraordinary. I mean, I think you can't get numb to his greatness and in how he somewhat has raised his game another level after what Denver did, winning a championship last season, 29 points, over 13 rebounds, over 9 assists. I had already mentioned it, 7 triple-doubles on the season. Denver sitting in that number 2 spot behind Minnesota with the 13-6 record.
Jokic. And Jokic throws it down, his second dunk of the season.
Jokic having to probably do more or carry more or score more with Jamal Murray being out. Is there something different about the game and Jokic that you have watched or witnessed this year that's either surprised you or just, you know, has you viewing him differently in the ways in which he just understands and reads the game?
I think just the playoffs from last season, I thought that, like, just the light came on, like this eureka moment where he was just like, oh, okay, I've mastered this thing. So I can just pretty much do whatever I want out here. I can move the pieces. You know, I can find guys. I can take over the game. I can do whatever I want when I need to, you know, make sure my team, you know, comes out on top. And to me, that's been the biggest thing. It's just like he has figured out, you know, like you think about people like Chris Paul, guys that can manipulate the game and bend it to their will. That's sort of what Nikola Jokic can do.
8-7-10. Wow. Jokic, beautiful.
What a fake game, too, on that dribble. He almost held it like he was going to pass it. The dribble was high enough where he could have done that.
They won 3 in a row. The Rockets win on Wednesday night, I thought, was a really good win for them because, you know, Houston is a pretty good defensive team. And so I think they had like 37 assists with 3 turnovers, and Jokic had 15 of those assists. That's, I think, the second time that you know, a team's had that many assists and that few turnovers in a game. And a lot of that is Nikola Jokic. They, you know, after the playoffs and the championship, you know, you saw how the Nuggets were celebrating. Everybody was celebrating on that team, and they celebrated all summer long. And so you thought Nikola Jokic might come back a little complacent. No. That man came back on a mission to go get him another championship. And so that's been really fun to watch. And as we've discussed, Nikola Jokic, Joel Embiid, I think that is going to be the conversation when we talk about this MVP thing. And it's going to be that way all season. And I think it's going to go back and forth. But as I mentioned earlier, I don't think we've even seen the best of Joel Embiid. And I think he's a guy that sort of, you know, his game is sort of changing. And if he becomes the assist guy that it looks like he's about to, man, those are going to be some interesting conversations, because then everybody's going to be like, well, what about defensive impact? Like, we're going to be looking at every little metric to try to figure out that race. So it's going to be fun.
I do think that's the caveat of the assist factor. And I'm curious how much, as the season progresses, the difference in what Nick Nurse has them doing, the complement of the roster around him, and how much more responsibility Joel takes on in that facet, how that will change. Because right now, I would look at, we're so early in the season, you know, I hate to even talk about stuff like this, but what Jokic is doing has wowed me. I mean, he really, like you said, the celebrations all summer, you finally get a championship. He's already got two MVP trophies. I thought it would be a little bit more of a slow run-up to start this season, and it just how he's been picking apart the game. I also was, you know, there was a podcast with Michael Porter Jr. and Aaron Gordon talking about their chemistry and how it's just different and how they figured things out. And so I think, too, raising the level of play of those around him, I would give so much of that to what Nikola does with this Denver team. But overall, I think it's just been fun and interesting to continue to watch how they flourish and how they change and adapt and add to their games at this point, considering what a high level they're at.
The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. With same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more, don't miss out as the NBA postseason winds down. And if you're new to DraftKings, you gotta check this out. New customers bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code DKHOOPS. That's code DKHOOPS for new customers to get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
LASIK. LASIK.com.
Have a ton of questions about LASIK? You're not alone. That's why we created LASIK.com, one place where you can go to find every answer to every question on your mind. Like, how much does LASIK cost? How long does recovery take? How do I find a doctor? If you've been thinking about LASIK, go to LASIK.com now. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK. LASIK.com.
The tie, the number three spot between Luka, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. With Shai and with Oklahoma City, how they're playing, do you think that if Oklahoma City continues to stay in this level of play where they're at, how much consideration could he have in this conversation? Because I think he's always been at the outskirts, so we always kind of have watched, but Oklahoma City has never been to the level in the standings in the West. If Oklahoma City continues to be the real deal, what does that do for Shai?
Man, I think last year he was like we started talking about it a little bit, but like you were just saying, like Oklahoma City record didn't really justify his high billing. You know, you couldn't really say, well, you know, SGA is an MVP guy. Well, because the Thunder didn't have the record to match it. But now this is something else what this kid has done. And you know, I think I mentioned it to you, like I covered them the first week of the season against the Denver Nuggets. It was in Oklahoma City. I think Shea was like 2 of 16. It was early in the season. I'm like, oh no, I guess he's not gonna live up to it. But boy, was I wrong. That this kid is amazing. Like I said, he's just dropping 30 like it's nothing. And like his shooting splits are crazy. I mean, he's almost a 50-40-90 guy. I mean, I think he's like 37.5% from three-point range. But he can get that up. And not only that, like, you know, like last year, he wasn't taking a ton of threes. He was just killing people in the mid-range and at the basket. Well, he's kind of kicked up his threes a little bit, and the percentage has gone down, but I don't know. And the funny thing about him is when you watch him, it's not like he's just this explosive guy that blows by people. He's sort of got this herky-jerky game. It's sort of like Kyle Anderson, and teams have a hard time guarding him. And so, like, right now, this team is a young team. It's, you know, it's still sort of finding its way. I mean, I don't know what phase we could say Oklahoma City is in the rebuild. They have this young core, but Sam Presti also has all these picks and draft assets. And, you know, they're so good now as a young team that they can afford to sort of sit back and wait and see what happens before they decide to, you know, start trying to add more pieces.
Michael, as always, we appreciate your time. And we look forward to continuing to see, read, watch all of your stuff on NBA.com. And as this season continues with the MVP ladder. NBA Pulse with Sarah Kustak is a production of the NBA and iHeartRadio. Please rate, review, and subscribe on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.